हरे कृष्ण। लिसन टू योर लॉर्ड, नॉट टू योर लस्ट। देर आर मल्टीपल वॉइस विद इन अस एंड समटाइम्स वी फील दैट देर इज अ वॉइस विद इन अस विच प्रॉम्प्ट्स अस, कम ऑन, डू दैट, एंजॉय, गो देयर, सी दिस, टच दैट, एंड वी थिंक दैट दैट इनर वॉइस इज आवर वॉइस, दैट इनर डिजायर इज आवर डिजायर, एंड वी सकम टू दैट डिजायर। So the Bhagavad Gita cautions us against succumbing indiscriminately, thus against giving in to sensual pleasures thoughtlessly, because it warns us that everything inside me is not me. In the 36th verse of the Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 3.36, Arjuna asks, Athakena prayukto yam papam charati purushah, अनिच्छन पिवार्षणेय बलादिवनियोजितः। सो ही आस्क्स, अथकेन प्रयुक्तोयम्, बाय व्हाट इज वन एंगेज, पापम चरति पुरुषः, टुवर्ड्स सिन, अनिच्छन पिवार्षणेय, अनविलिंगली, विदाउट, अगेंस्ट वन्स डिजायर, बलादिवनियोजितः, बाय फोर्स। So there is some force within us which forces us to act in undesirable ways, in sinful ways. What is that force? That Krishna explains in the next verse, 3.37. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Kamesha Krodesha Rajoguna Samudbhavaha Mahashano Mahapapma Vidyena Miha Vairinam. He says Kamesha Krodesha, that it is lust only which is born of selfish desire, which is actually born of the mode of passion and which drags us down towards ignorance further. So, and then becomes anger. It is that which impels us to act wrongly. So now, this lust is there and is always prodding, prompting, pushing, goading, impelling us to do wrong. And how do we avoid it? You know, we can't just silence lust. It'll keep speaking, it'll keep blabbering. But if we can hear someone else and if we can make that person's voice louder, then this voice will become silenced. And that higher voice is the voice of our Lord, the voice of Krishna. When we study the Bhagavad Gita regularly, when we hear the message of Krishna, when we tune our consciousness to Krishna through the process of meditation, through the process of chanting His holy names, then by all this, our consciousness becomes tuned to Him. And when the voice of lust says, do this, at that time, immediately, from our consciousness, the voice of Krishna will awaken. If we study scripture regularly, the message of scripture will stray in the forefront of our consciousness. And from that forefront point in our consciousness, we will immediately remember that. So we'll remember the verses from the Gita, we'll remember the holy name of Krishna, and we'll remember that we are actually meant to love and serve Krishna, not love and serve our lower passions, love and serve our lust. And when we listen to our Lord, then He guides us towards liberation. Liberation from the pull of lust, from the goading of lust, and liberation to a world of eternal love. Thank you. Hare Krishna.